Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, March 13, 2025.
Baloch Liberation Army hijacks train in Pakistan. On March 12, 2025, the Baloch Liberation Army, or BLA, seized the Jafar Express train near Quetta, Balochistan, with over 400 passengers on board. About 60 militants used explosives to destroy a railway track and fired rockets, creating a tense standoff. While 190 passengers have been rescued, the fate of the remaining captives is uncertain. The BLA claims to hold 214 hostages and has threatened to execute them unless the government meets their demands within 48 hours, including the release of political prisoners from the Baloch community. This urgent situation has prompted the deployment of hundreds of troops and helicopters for a rescue operation. As time runs out, the tension in this volatile region continues to escalate.
Trump and Martin discuss trade and Gaza conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump is meeting with Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin on March 12, 2025, in Washington, D.C. This annual gathering coincides with St. Patrick's Day celebrations and will focus on trade rules and the ongoing Gaza conflict. Martin will present Trump with a vibrant bowl of shamrocks, symbolizing the strong friendship between the U.S. and Ireland. Trump has been making important changes to U.S. trade policies, including tariffs, but Ireland is not directly affected. With around 5.4 million people, Ireland enjoys a trade surplus with the U.S. and hosts many U.S.-owned companies that provide jobs for Irish workers. The discussions will also cover foreign policy, especially the differing views on the Gaza conflict. Trump has strengthened his alliance with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, which has led to tensions, including Israel's decision to close its embassy in Ireland. Additionally, Ireland has provided significant support to Ukraine amid its conflict with Russia, despite not being a NATO member. This meeting represents a crucial moment for U.S.-Ireland relations, with potential impacts on trade and international alliances.
U.S. stock market faces turbulent times. Investors are feeling the heat as the U.S. stock market grapples with serious challenges. A dramatic sell-off has erased over $4 trillion in value, wiping out gains since Donald Trump took office in 2016. The S&P 500 has fallen below a key trend line, indicating that the market is on shaky ground. Concerns about economic growth are rising, particularly due to Trump's tariff policies. A recent Reuters poll revealed that 95% of economists from Canada, the U.S., and Mexico believe the risk of an economic downturn has increased. Major airlines, including Delta Airlines, are also feeling the pressure, slashing their profit estimates. With the S&P 500 dipping below its 200-day moving average for the first time since late 2023, and the gap between junk-rated corporate bonds and U.S. Treasuries widening, the outlook remains uncertain. Investors are advised to stay alert as these economic conditions unfold.
Reliance Jio and SpaceX join forces for satellite internet in India. Reliance Jio, led by Mukesh Ambani, is teaming up with Elon Musk's SpaceX to bring Starlink satellite internet to India. This exciting partnership aims to improve internet access, especially in rural areas, by stocking Starlink equipment in Jio's retail stores. The collaboration follows a meeting between Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Musk in Washington, D.C., where they discuss technology and innovation. With the Indian satellite service sector projected to grow at an annual rate of 36%, reaching a value of $1.9 billion by 2030, this move is timely. However, Starlink still needs government approval to operate in India, facing delays due to compliance issues. Reliance Jio will also help with the setup and activation of Starlink devices. This deal, following a similar agreement with Bharti Airtel, highlights a growing interest in satellite internet and the evolving competition in India's telecom market.
ICBC launches major technology fund. The Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, known as ICBC, has kicked off an ambitious 80 billion yuan technology innovation fund aimed at energizing China's private sector. This initiative focuses on crucial technology fields like semiconductors and advanced manufacturing, prioritizing long-term investments over quick profits. Chairman Liao Lin emphasized the importance of transforming government directives into real support for private businesses. This effort aligns with China's 2025 goals to boost consumption and drive technological breakthroughs amid rising global tensions with the United States. Additionally, the Chinese government plans to introduce a government-supported fund to mobilize 1 trillion yuan for tech startups, highlighting its commitment to fostering innovation and reducing reliance on foreign technology. This strategic investment could reshape the tech landscape in China, making it an exciting time for the industry.
Russian missile strike on MJ Pinar in Odessa. On March 12, 2025, a Russian missile struck the MJ Pinar, a cargo ship, in the Black Sea port of Odessa, Ukraine. This tragic attack claimed the lives of 4 Syrian nationals and injured 1 more Syrian and a Ukrainian. Oleksiy Kuleba, Ukraine's deputy prime minister, announced the incident via telegram, emphasizing the ongoing attacks on Ukraine's vital facilities. At the time, the vessel was loading wheat bound for Algeria. The Louis Dreyfus Company confirmed that the MJ Pinar was at their terminal in Odessa, where some infrastructure was also damaged, but thankfully, employees were safe. This incident highlights the persistent dangers faced by maritime operations in the region and its serious implications for global food supply.
Senator Warren questions Dr. Oz's nomination for CMS leadership. Senator Elizabeth Warren is voicing serious concerns about Dr. Mehmet Oz's nomination to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. This agency plays a crucial role in overseeing Medicare and Medicaid, which provide health insurance to over 140 million Americans, including the elderly and low-income individuals, with a staggering annual budget of around $2.6 trillion. Warren is urging Dr. Oz to cut his financial connections to healthcare and pharmaceutical companies like United Health Group, AbbVie, and Eli Lilly, as these ties could sway his policy decisions. Although Dr. Oz has offered to divest from many interests, Warren insists that complete separation is vital for public trust. His confirmation hearing will take place before the Senate Finance Committee, where he will face intense scrutiny regarding his financial ties and ethical responsibilities. With Republicans controlling the Senate and a history of backing controversial nominees, the outcome of this nomination could significantly shape U.S. healthcare policy, especially as discussions about potential Medicaid cuts continue.
Intel's new CEO amid industry challenges. Intel Corporation has named Lip-Bu Tan as its new CEO starting March 18, 2025. Tan, who has extensive experience in the semiconductor industry, previously led Cadence Design Systems and served on Intel's board. His appointment comes at a critical time as Intel grapples with a 60% drop in stock value last year and struggles to compete in the booming AI chip market against rivals like Nvidia. To tackle these issues, Intel is making bold investments to shift towards contract manufacturing, raising concerns about cash flow among investors. Meanwhile, competitors like Broadcom are eyeing Intel's chip design operations, and Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing company, or TSMC, is considering taking control of some of Intel's plants. TSMC has announced a staggering $100 billion investment to build 5 new chip facilities in the U.S., highlighting the need for domestic manufacturing. Former President Donald Trump has urged for increased U.S. manufacturing and encouraged TSMC to support Intel's recovery. Analysts see Tan's leadership as a hopeful step toward restoring Intel's reputation and enhancing its manufacturing capabilities.
BND report on COVID-19 origins. Germany's Federal Intelligence Service, the BND, concluded in 2020 that it was very likely the coronavirus responsible for the COVID-19 pandemic was accidentally released from the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. This assessment raised serious concerns about safety violations and controversial research practices at the lab. Although commissioned by then-Chancellor Angela Merkel, these findings were kept from the public. In autumn 2024, the BND shared its insights with the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, or CIA. By January 2025, the CIA suggested that the pandemic likely originated from a lab rather than natural sources, though they expressed low confidence in this conclusion. Meanwhile, the Chinese government has repeatedly denied these claims, asserting that the Wuhan Institute did not conduct risky research and accusing the U.S. of politicizing the investigation. This ongoing debate highlights critical issues around laboratory safety and biosecurity, with significant implications for international relations.
FTC investigates Microsoft for antitrust violations. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, has revealed important developments in its investigation of Microsoft Corporation, which began in November 2022 during the Biden administration. The FTC is looking into claims that Microsoft may be misusing its influence in the productivity software market, especially through licensing practices that could make it difficult for customers to switch from its Azure cloud service to competitors. Under Chair Andrew Ferguson, who took office in January 2023, the agency has been gathering insights from various companies. This investigation also examines Microsoft's funding decisions related to artificial intelligence projects following its partnership with OpenAI. This inquiry is part of a broader trend of increased oversight on major tech companies in the U.S., aimed at promoting competition and preventing monopolistic behavior. The outcome could lead to significant changes in how technology firms operate and compete in the future. What does this mean for consumers and the tech landscape?
Judge blocks Trump's executive order against Perkins Coie. U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell has delivered a significant ruling that halts key parts of an executive order from former President Donald Trump targeting Perkins Coie, a well-known law firm in Washington, D.C. This firm, recognized for its political ties, has worked with figures like Hillary Clinton. The executive order aimed to limit Perkins Coie's ability to work with federal contractors and restrict its lawyers' access to government officials and buildings. It also sought to pause the security clearances of Perkins Coie lawyers. Judge Howell's temporary restraining order suggests the firm is likely to win its legal challenge against the executive order. This ruling highlights the ongoing conflict between the Trump administration and legal entities that oppose its policies, raising important questions about the future of executive orders and their challenges in court.
Senate Democrats face funding bill deadline. Senate Democrats are meeting on March 11, 2025, to tackle a critical funding bill passed by the Republican-controlled House, with just 2 days left before a potential government shutdown. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer from New York is proposing a one-month extension of current spending to allow for more thorough funding decisions. He emphasizes that his group of 47 senators is united against the House's 6.5-month funding proposal, which has only one Democratic supporter. To block this bill, they need at least 41 votes to prevent limiting debate, which could lead to a shutdown, something Democrats are calling unnecessary chaos. The looming shutdown threat is intensified by former President Donald Trump's push to close many federal operations, causing significant disruptions. Schumer hopes for bipartisan cooperation to avoid this crisis. Meanwhile, Republicans, including Senator Markwayne Mullen, are placing the blame on Democrats, claiming a shutdown would be a Schumer shutdown. The proposed bill cuts non-defense programs while boosting military spending, giving Trump more control over funding. A recent poll shows that while 59% of Americans support reducing the federal government's size, the same percentage opposes Trump's plans to cut tens of thousands of federal jobs. What will this mean for everyday Americans?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.